Axion Estin, ένα πρόγραμμα για τη μουσική μας παράδοση. Από τη βυζαντινή μουσική στο δημοτικό τραγούδι.
Τρία χρόνια
Επιμέλεια και παρουσίαση Άγγελος Λαμπούσης. Κυρίες και κύριοι, φίλες και φίλοι, χαίρετε. Σας καλωσορίζουμε σε ένα ακόμη Άξιον Εστίν. Το σημερινό πρόγραμμα είναι το τελευταίο του κύκλου εκπομπών εξ ολοκλήρου στην αγγλική γλώσσα και καθ' όλη τη διάρκεια του μηνός Οκτωβρίου. Στο σημερινό πρόγραμμα σας παρουσιάζουμε το συγκρότημα «Εικόνα». Το συγκρότημα «Εικόνα» αποτελείται από τρεις αδερφές. Οι δύο μάλιστα είναι πρεσβυτέρες. Η συνέντευξη πραγματοποιήθηκε στα στούντιο του Cosmos FM, είναι προηχογραφημένη και την διεξήγαγε η συμπαρουσιάστριά μου Αρετή Τσιόλα. Είναι εξ ολοκλήρου στα αγγλικά και θα έχουμε την ευκαιρία εκτός από διάφορα δείγματα ύμνων τους οποίους βρήκαμε, ανασύραμε από τα CD της παραγωγές του συγκροτήματος «Εικόνα». Υπάρχει και κάτι καινούριο, κάτι το ιδιαίτερο στη σημερινή εκπομπή, ότι έψαλαν κάποιους ύμνους ειδικά για το Άξιον Εστίν τα μέλη του συγκροτήματος «Εικόνα». Θα ήθελα να ευχαριστήσω τη Σίντι Βαρλάμος για την συμμετοχή της στην παραγωγή της εκπομπής αυτής. Ας πάρουμε αμέσως μια μουσική γεύση από την ψαλμωδία του συγκροτήματος «Εικόνα». Θα επιστρέψουμε με τη συνέντευξη. Φίλες και φίλοι, στο μικρόφωνο Άγγελος Λαμπούσης, σε λίγο θα ακούσετε και την Αρετή Τσιόλα, στη ρύθμιση του ήχου καθώς και στη ροή του προγράμματος ο Νίκος Καραθανάσης. Μείνετε μαζί μας και καλή ακρόαση.
Today's program of Axion Estin, we have two members of the group Icona. With us in the studio today is Presbytera Stacy Dorrance and Presbytera Marika Brown. Welcome to the studio, welcome to Cosmos FM, and welcome to New York.
Thank you.
So you're in town, but you are not the only two members of the group. Who else is involved?
Our sister Chrysanthi, who's living with her family in Germany right now. Her husband's in the Air Force.
And you're visiting us from?
I'm from Austin, Texas.
And we're in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, can you tell us a few words about Icona? When was it created, and how did the idea come about?
What year were we at?
1993 was our first recording.
It's been 11 years.
So how did the idea come about? Did you have any musical background? Were you involved in ecclesiastical music?
Mm-hmm. Our father is a director at the Denver Assumption Cathedral, and my mother is the organist, and so we were raised in the choir, singing various parts, whatever Dad needed, so we got a lot of experience there.
And the idea of Icona actually came about during my wedding. Our husbands asked us, girls, what are you doing with your talents? And trying to use our minds and think about what God would have us do, we decided, why don't we try recording Byzantine chant in English?
So it is in English. Do you yourself do the translations?
It's a mixed thing.
We've used various translations. We always, our effort is always to get the very best translations. That's also poetically and done beautifully.
So how does it work? How do you decide what you're going to put on an album?
Well, we started with O Gladsome. We have six CDs at this point. And we started with O Gladsome, and that was 10 hymns and also five original contemporary Orthodox songs that we had written. So that began that way. Cassettes were still selling a lot then, so we had one on one side and one on the other. And then the second CD we did was Pascha, and we were inspired by our priest, Father Chris Metropoulos, with his beautiful voice when we were younger in Denver, and so we asked him to do that with us, and that's the Orthros of Pascha, including the canon. We were trying to do a more complete service than is traditionally done, and then we moved to Paraklesis, which is probably our bestseller. People really enjoy that service because we have a need to know the services here in America, and many people have learned the services through that CD. And then we went, what, to
the Agathist hymn,
mm-hmm.
which is also another Orthodox service. Then we did Great Vespers. And mm-hmm. lastly, we have a new CD out, Songs.
So as you have mentioned, and from what I have read, your albums include pieces of Byzantine chant. But in addition, you include music of what is called contemporary church music. What is the difference? Does contemporary church music not follow the Byzantine tradition?
I would say that we really don't do contemporary church music. I would say that we call it contemporary Christian music because we do not consider it liturgical, nor would we want it to be done within the churches, and we try to make that differentiation for people, not wanting to ever diminish the importance of the hymns of the church. So when we do those other songs, we are making it clear that it's for our listening pleasure, but not to be done in the services themselves.
And everything is done in English, I assume?
Pretty much, yeah.
Almost mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the response so far to your albums, not only in your immediate environment, but overall, based on album sales, based on what you hear from people, feedback? Are people positively responsive to the chant and the songs that you compose?
In general, we hear gratitude because many people, for the first times in their life, hear the services and understand them in their entirety, being in English. So many people say, wow, I never knew that that's what the church services, the words were saying to us. And so in general, we have great positive responses. And children of all ages, and adults and older people, all basically enjoy it, the music, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a response? Do you believe that the contemporary church music, as you phrased it, do you find it as a way to approach better younger people? Because there's a general feeling that church music or Byzantine chant is archaic. It has this old feeling to it, which is oftentimes not very appealing to younger people.
I would say that people are listening to something. And so if we can offer them something that is more godly minded, more church minded, teaching them more about the faith, then I think that's a positive thing. If that means that the youth will listen to it, then I think that's positive. I wouldn't say only, though, that they only listen to the contemporary. I would say that the youth, they very much like the Paraklesis, I've heard, and they all love the Pascha. The kids all love the Pascha because it has many languages on it and a very interesting, beautiful priest voice. I would say that really I'm amazed at how well-received they've been for all ages, and probably that's what has thrust us forward is the positive response that we've received from all ages. Ανοίξωτος το μαμού και πληρωθήσετε πνεύματος και λόγον ερέξω με τη βασιλή Δημήτρη και οφήσω με εφεδρός πανηγυρίζων και άσω ηθόμενος τα αυτή στα θαύματα. Τους ους υμνολόγους θεωτώ και ως όσα και αυθόνος ποιή θείασον συγκροτήσαντας με ματικών στερέωσον.
and in the adoxisus Stephanon doxis axioson. Ο καθημένος εν δόξη επί θρόνου θεότητος, εν εφελικού φύρθεν Ιησούς ο υπέρθεος, τι ακυρά το παλάμι και διέσωσε, τους ραγάζοντες δόξα Χριστέ τη δυνάμη σου. Εξέστη τα σήμαντα επί τη θεία δόξη σου, σιγάρα πυρόγα με παρθένε, έσχες εν πίτα των επιπάντων θεών και τέτο κασαχρονών ιών, ασύ της υμνούσης εσωτηρία βραβεύοντα. Ου και λάτρευσαν δίκτυση οι θεόφρονες παρά τον κτίσαντα, αλλά πυρός απειλή Ανδρίος παντήσαντες εχέρον ψάλλοντες, υπερήμνητε ο των πατέρων Κύριος και Θεός ευλογητώσι.
Αλληλούι. We are Εικόνα and you are listening to Αξιονιστήν on Cosmos FM.
Αλληλούι.
In case you just tuned in, you are listening to Cosmos FM on 91.5 FM through WNYE and the program Aksionistin. Aksionistin is a bilingual program of the forgotten art form of medieval Byzantine chant. If you like or dislike this radio program, please let us know. Opinions and constructive comments are always welcome. To learn more about the music you are listening to, or to become a sponsor of our initiative, please email us at axionistin@gaepis.org or call us at 718-204-8900.
Κυρίες και κύριοι, την Παρασκευή 5 Νοεμβρίου του 2004, στο ξενοδοχείο Hilton της Νέας Υόρκης, το ελληνικό κοινοφελές ραδιόφωνο Cosmos FM τιμά τον Edmund Kelly, διακεκριμένο καθηγητή, συγγραφέα και μεταφραστή των Καβάφη, Σεφέρη, Ελίτη, Σικελιανού και Ρίτσου, με το ετήσιο βραβείο Φιδιππίδης για την ολόψυχη αφοσίωσή του στον ελληνισμό. Τελετάρχης η Κάθριν Βάντερπουλ, αντιπρόεδρος της Αμερικανικής Σχολής Κλασικών Σπουδών Αθηνών και πρόεδρος της Γεναδίου Βιβλιοθήκης Αθηνών. Για περισσότερες πληροφορίες, τηλεφωνήστε στο 718-204-8900.
With us in the studio today for Aksionistin is Presbytera Stacey Dorrance and Presbytera Marika Brown, two of the three members of the group Ikona. Do you use Byzantine notation in your singing? Can you read Byzantine yourself? And do you include it in your performances or in your learning?
We are learning, continually learning better to do, to use the Byzantine notation. We more and more in America now there is more available to us in English, the Byzantine notation, as well as the Western. And I personally use it at my chanter stand when I'm the Saldia, my church in Portland. And we use both Western and Byzantine. My husband has taken the time to teach a group of us how to read it, and we find it very profitable. As well, there are resources. I will bring an example of Father Seraphim Didi's is doing prolific work translating, transcribing Byzantine music into English that is very authentic and easy to read, but beautiful.
One of the issues concerning Byzantine chant is the position, the role of, or the correlation of the English in the chant. Do you find any challenges regarding singing these chants or putting church music into English, given the correlation between Byzantine chant, the music of it, and the actual text?
In general, we find that when we find a good translation, even though it's not like the Greek where it was married at one time, the actual music and the actual text, when it's a beautifully done translation, we generally find we can fit it very well to the original Greek.
What we find is when something is translated well, it doesn't have to necessarily keep to every note of the original Greek. We find that there can be, if someone is familiar, as Father Didi says, with the Byzantine notation, he is able to bring the familiarity of some of these melodies without having to stick to every single note, and therefore create something beautiful by not forcing the English into the Greek. And I think that that's probably where we're at now. We're able to find texts where people aren't so hung up on every note of the original Greek hymn. We can get the essence of it, the feeling of it, but allow for more room, as the English language is usually less words, we find. The Greek usually is lengthier, and so these adjustments are being made, and that is what really is going to allow English to flourish here in America, the Byzantine to flourish in English, if we're willing to be flexible. We need flexibility.
It seems to be keeping the phronema and mm-hmm. also the beauty.
Mm-hmm. We want phronema and beauty at the same time. We don't want to butcher anything. Nobody needs that.
So does this imply that knowledge of Byzantine music, theory and practice of it, is necessary?
Definitely. That's why we rely mostly on others, because we ourselves do not have that training, that knowledge. We have not been trained transcribers, translators. We are not that. We are merely trying to bring that which is available to our Greek Orthodox Church in America to enhance, to beautify, to teach, to enlighten, to let people know and hear the beautiful hymns of our Orthodox Church.
Okay, so can you give us an example of these beautiful chants that you perform?
Oh, goodness, we built. Yes, we will do our best.
It's very wonderful, and it's also a unique opportunity to have live singing in our studio here at Cosmos FM. What is your personal vision concerning Byzantine chant? We're unfortunately or fortunately enough to be in New York, so we are surrounded by the Greek element, mm-hmm. which I assume is not the same case in Portland or in Austin, mm-hmm. Texas. Mm-hmm. So do you see the correlation? Do you consider this an important element as part of Hellenism?
It is so important. First off, we have to say that we are very much amateurs. We know that, you know, there are much finer chanters out there. We ourselves are just at the beginning of learning and producing what the church has left us as a legacy. We are just learning to chant, to read. but everybody must begin somewhere, and America needs to understand its faith or it will lose its faithful. We must understand what is being chanted because, first of all, that's where we learn our faith. Everything is taught, much of the faith is taught through our hymnology. To do it in English allows people to not only be hear something in their mother tongue, but it allows the faith in a beautiful way to enter their minds. The words are so poetic and lovely of our forefathers, and to chant in English gives them the possibility of learning more deeply their faith, to hear it beautifully, to it works within the soul. Byzantine music is something that works deep within the soul. The tones are not passionate as the world's music is passionate, and the possibilities are great in growth and in the spiritual life and learning how to pray when you marry the Byzantine with the English to allow the people to understand better their faith.
Do you have any background in Western music yourselves?
We were born and raised in America. We're absolutely Western girls. I think actually when you hear Ikona's music, you can't help but hear the Western Byzantine come out in a way. I say that it's a really a kind of a reality check. Mm-hmm. When you asked earlier about the young people, whether or not they like our Byzantine chant as CDs, I think part of the overwhelming response, thank God, that we've had is due to the fact that the music does not sound out of their context, is that our chant in some ways, though it is intended to be very Byzantine, which I believe it is, it does try to always respect and honor the Byzantine hymnography, it has the element of our personhood.
Our Western voices.
Our Western voices, for a very, very good example. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason that we've had such a nice exposure and in such a nice response and acceptance.
So should we be expecting a new album soon?
We just finished our sixth album, and that was completed 5 days ago. Well, it got released five days ago. And that actually is went in a different direction than the chant. It is contemporary, I will say, contemporary Christian or contemporary Orthodox songs, hopefully inspirational, that definitely have Orthodox material
infused
yeah, and themes like Saint Ephrem's Prayer, one dedicated to Holy Cross School of Theology, one dedicated to Saint Basil's Academy, a psalm, another wedding song because we had a wedding song on our first album. So we're trying to get, we know people are listening to music, they've got to listen to something, so we're trying to provide something that is Orthodox in nature that will get them towards God as opposed to away from God.
Okay, so another request for another live presentation. What else can we hear in the studio?
We're going to do something from Paraklesis in the Ninth Ode.
We, the host of angels, God's messengers, we, the Lord's forerunner, and apostles, the chosen 12, with the saints.
Thank you very much. So where can we get more information about Ikona? Where can our listeners obtain more information about Ikona?
We have several ways to get a hold of us. Our first will be our website, which is www.ikona.com. That's spelled E-I-K-O-N-A.com.
Do you want to talk about how you came up with the name Ikona?
The word Ikona naturally means icon or image. And when we were trying to choose a name, we were trying to think of something that would be glorifying to God and sort of represent in our own minds what we achieve and what we're striving to do in our own ministry. That would be try to have image and likeness of God in our own personal lives as well as what we do in our musical work.
Yukon is apparently a family operation. Is there a sense of your Hellenic background, your Greek background in the family? And how is it to work with three sisters in a studio, which is, I don't know how much bigger than this your studio is, mm-hmm. But it's a closed space mm-hmm. without windows.
Yeah, it's a blast. Actually, we feel so blessed by Ikona. It gives us such an opportunity to be together. We're all in different parts of the country right now, parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's given us an opportunity to maintain our, not only our friendship, but our sisterhood. We feel very mm-hmm. strongly about each other.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so blessed because we have these wonderful parents, and we come and we dump 12 kids, because there's 12 children between us. We dump these 12 children on my mom's lap, you know, in her home to go and do these recordings, which take up to 8 days for a single recording. And it's a real sacrifice on her part. And we're so thankful that we have that strong family base, you know. And yes, we were definitely raised Greek American. We were, you know, danced that did as much as any Greek American girls did, and we feel thankful for our heritage, and especially, of course, our Orthodox heritage. I'd like to mention that actually, right now, we are Ikona minus one because Chrysanthi is in Germany with her family there, and it's never the same without her. But we pray and hope that she'll be back in a year, and we'll be able to continue more chant. Oh, it's worth saying, too, that people say, oh, so they're all presbyteras, you know, three presbyteras, oh my goodness. But actually, there's two of us who are presbyteras. And in honor of the word pres, because some people call me Pres Stacy, we decided to bestow on Chrysanthi president, so we could call her Pres Chrysanthi as well.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, and especially for the live singing.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Glory to the Father.
Ήταν η εκπομπή Άξιον Εστίν. Ευχαριστούμε πολύ τις σημερινές μας συνομιλήτριες από το συγκρότημα Εικόνα. Επιμέλεια Άγγελος Λαμπούσης, παρουσίαση Αρετή Τσιόλα. Στη φροντίδα του ήχου καθώς και στη ροή του προγράμματος ο Νίκος Καραθανάσης. Φίλες και φίλοι, μείνετε συντονισμένοι στο Cosmos FM. Ακολουθούν πολύ ενδιαφέρουσες εκπομπές. Από όλους εμάς, καλό σας απόγευμα.
Αλληλή.